Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas handed over three Israelis and five Thai hostages in Gaza on Thursday in the latest hostage release since the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip took hold earlier this month. However, Israel delayed the expected release of Palestinian prisoners after chaotic scenes at one of the handover points where large crowds swarmed around the captives. Hamas urged mediators to intervene. Marav Berger, the mother of released hostage Agam Berger, cried as she met her daughter, who spent 15 months in Hamas captivity. "We are here, and never leaving you ever, forever. A mother's promise, a mother's promise." The ceasefire is aimed at winding down the deadliest, most destructive war ever fought between Israel and Hamas. The militants' October 7, 2023 terror attack into Israel sparked the fighting. Hamas has been designated as a terror group by the U.S., Britain, and other Western nations. An American Airlines jet collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport Wednesday night. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
There were 64 people on the jet, three soldiers on the helicopter. Under cold and windy conditions, there is a search going on in the Potomac River near the airport. Muriel Bowser is the mayor of Washington.
We're obviously trying to get to people as soon as possible, but we are going to recover our fellow citizens.
The jet was arriving from Wichita, Kansas. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall is at the airport.
You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy, but when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow.
Passengers on the flight included a group of figure skaters returning from the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita, including two coaches from Russia, along with their son, who skates for the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Officials say a Russian drone has blasted a hole in an apartment building in northeastern Ukraine during a nighttime attack, killing at least four people and injuring nine others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called it, quote, a terrible tragedy, a terrible Russian crime, unquote. The war between Russia and Ukraine, which enters its fourth year next month and shows no signs of ending, has killed more than 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, according to the United Nations. A Ugandan health official says a nurse in the capital, Kampala, has died of Ebola and the first recorded fatality since the last outbreak ended in 2023. Permanent Secretary of the Health Ministry told reporters Thursday that the 32-year-old male patient was an employee of Mulago Hospital, the main referral facility in Kampala. After developing a fever, the patient was treated at multiple locations in Uganda before multiple lab tests confirmed he had been suffering from Ebola. Rwandan President Paul Kagame pledged on Wednesday to deal with South Africa if confrontation starts over the conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, heightening tensions between the two nations.
And South Africa dares even issue threats about what is likely to happen after that and so on and so forth. Of course, we will see what threats they are talking about.
The long simmering conflict has intensified over the last week with M23 rebels, which Congo, South Africa, and others accuse Rwanda of backing, capturing the strategic eastern Congo city of Goma. South Africa has deployed troops as part of a Southern African Development Community mission in Congo. South African President Ramaphosa said 13 South African soldiers had died in recent fighting, a number that was officially increased to 16 on Thursday. Kagame disputed this, claiming Ramaphosa had told him that Congolese forces, not M23, had killed the South African troops. Swedish police arrested five people on Thursday after an Iraqi anti-Islam campaigner was shot dead hours before a court verdict was due in a trial over his burning the Quran, as the prime minister expressed concerns over the killing's link to a foreign power.
It's too early to say what it means for the security situation. It depends quite a lot on what the police and the security services come up in terms of what's behind this. And I can guarantee that the security services are deeply involved in this, because there is obviously a risk that there is also a link to foreign power.
According to police, the five were arrested in connection with the shooting of Salwan Momika, an Iraqi refugee who had burned and desecrated copies of the Muslim holy book in a town near Stockholm on Wednesday. A Stockholm court had been due to sentence Momika and another man on Thursday in a criminal trial over a, quote, offenses of agitation against an ethnic or national group, unquote, in connection with the Quran burnings, but had postponed the verdict. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.